welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 55 on July 22nd, 2013. Changing the world one ass at a time. Okay, let's start off with some reactions to podcast number 54. A number of you wrote in and thanked me for what I call blogging honest and letting you see the person that I am instead of just presenting the persona. In fact, the word candor came up more than a few times, interestingly enough. And I really want to thank you guys for that feedback. I do definitely appreciate it. Revealing myself to who knows how many listeners of this podcast in such a manner is a little nerve-wracking, sure. But you know, life is all about human connection. And this helps you guys connect with me. And I like that. I want that. You write me and I learn from you too. So we all learn from each other. So thanks for that. That was awesome. And also at this juncture, let me again mention and send you to the blog sexualcandor.wordpress.com. I'll post the link for you in my Linkorama and talk about blogging honest. This guy takes it to an art form. His byline is From Shame and Repression to Acceptance and Joy, and it's really good stuff. And go and make some comments and ask him to write some more articles, because everything he writes is awesome. Okay, let's move right along here. Next is a love letter. I really enjoy these. Okay, here we go. Love your podcast. I just discovered it, and in my anal completionist ravings, am struggling to catch up to the current one. Your voice and laugh are awesome, and the sensitivity you show to all men about this topic is heartening. I wish I could bottle it and sneak it into several drinks of women I have known in the past. Maybe things would have gone better. You're so welcome, and thanks for writing in, and I'm going to work on that bottling it thing. You know, I want you all to know how much it means to me to get messages like this. It really does make my day. I put a lot of effort and time into this, and it's so gratifying to know that my efforts have touched someone or helped them, because that's why I do it. Okay, here's the next letter. Hi, Ruby. I just wanted to say first off that my wife and I love your web pages. Thank you so much for your efforts for posting and educating all of the great info on pegging. I have secretly been into self-anal play for many years due to the fact that my wife was not into it at all and was disgusted by the idea when I mentioned it to her. Years later, she has adopted the idea, and now we're playing with dildos and toys. She says she likes doing it to me, and as she sees my true enjoyment, and I love seeing her smile when we are playing. I will say that this has added a whole new dimension to our sex life. I have been careful at choosing toys that do not resemble or are colored like the male part, as she says she does not care for them. One hang-up that she is questioning is wearing a harness. I like the fact that if she did, it would bring her closer to me during our play. She has questioned it, but feels like it is too much of a gender switch, role change. Do you have any advice that I could present to her that may give her a different perspective on the idea? I'm very happy with how far she has come to accepting the play and will not force the issue, but strap-on play and the look is such a turn-on for me. Thanks again, Ruby, for all your efforts and time. Well, let's see here. If the harness is where she stops, you might want to try showing her the really feminine harnesses, like the spare parts Sasha or the Velvet Nest, and I'll post those links for you guys. The Sasha has garters for stockings, and it has this shirred line right up the crack of the ass. It's not only very, very hot and sexy, but it's really very feminine. It's like the essence of feminine. So if her back off is because she feels it's too masculine to actually strap one on and she fears it's going to affect her femininity, that might do the trick. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the possible reasons she might be reacting this way, because you mentioned gender and role switch and change, but underlying those things, these things might be present. So the second thing is, if she stops at the point of strapping one on because she has fears about you wanting to replace her with a man at some point, then that's just something you two need to talk about, and you need to give her a lot of reassurance that although you obviously love anal play, the idea of being with a man is not at all appealing to you. And now, you know, you have to be honest about this, so if I'm wrong in my assumption and you're bi-curious, obviously this would not be a good thing to tell her. But if that's what's stopping her and you're not bi-curious, you can also tell her that only around 35% of gay men even have anal sex. And as I like to say, the part of your body that you enjoy having stimulated has absolutely no bearing on the gender you prefer to do the stimulating. My last suggestion is that if she has any concerns about how she might look silly or awkward or just plain weird if she straps one on, if that's part of her concern, then you can let her know that the sight of a woman with a strap on is a huge turn on for you. And even better, the sight of her with a strap on would be just about the hottest thing you could possibly imagine. Now, know that there is still a possibility that she may just refuse to go any further, and you already kind of mentioned you're not going to push it because you're happy with what you have, because you don't want to ruin that nice anal play that you're getting now. So tread carefully there and have patience. And of course, during all this, be sure to rock her world sexually every way you know how, and then some. That will make her more willing to do what you would like. Now, if you do succeed to get her to strap one on, remember, please, that the learning curve is steep. And since she already has some reluctance in that area, what you want to do, if she says yes, is to try and make that first experience as easy as possible for her. And what that means is you want her to lay on her back and you are going to ride her. You know, maybe you would ask her to jerk you off as you fuck yourself. That way she's got like a front row seat and she gets to see all your excitement and passion and how much it turns you on. And hopefully it will thrill her to see that intensity, especially like the intensity of your orgasm and hear you moan and everything. And hopefully things will take off from there because it will intrigue her. A lot of times that's what's happening is, you know, the women see that. But I think that that might get her very intrigued by actually being connected to it in more of a way than just holding a dildo in her hand. So consider those things and hopefully one of them works. I mean, the only way you're going to know is just to kind of dig a little bit and say, you know, what's the back off here? And if that's not the way that you guys do things, then maybe show her pictures and show her pictures of the beautiful Sasha harness and that kind of stuff. And we'll, you know, let us know how it goes because you're so close. And I can see it's like, oh, we're so close. And if she could just strap it on, it would be totally cool. But, you know, there's a real psychological thing with women strapping one on. And it is absolutely about very strict gender social gender stereotypes or rules that are perceived. So maybe that's what's going on. Okay, moving right along. We have been following the story of a listener who bought some very inexpensive glass toys and found that they had some chips in them, and he was wondering if they were safe, and we talked about the borosilicate glass made in the USA being really the only safe choice. So the toys he got had a couple of chips in them, and that really seemed to show that they were not borosilicate, because borosilicate glass is very, very chip and crack resistant. You know, think Pyrex. Anyway, he was in touch with the company, and he was able to get half of his money back, and he sanded out one of the flaws in the butt plug, but he still doesn't feel really very good about using it, so that's the end of that story. He got half of his money back, and please, buyers beware, cheap glass toys from China can be bad news. I mean, you know, maybe you've got a nice little art thing to put on your shelf now for if you have if you have visitors that are not in the know about glass sex toys. So, this same listener sent in a picture of a wild-looking dildo from a company called Bad Dragon. And, you know, I've run across this company before, but I really somehow neglected to put it onto my safe toy manufacturer list with the whole toxic toy article, and so I have rectified that. Oh, I love that word. Yeah, I put it not only in the manufacturer's category, but in the retail category as well. And this lovely picture that my listener sent in, I'm going to post the photo on the blog for you all. Bad Dragon, they only use platinum grade silicone, first of all, so that's why they're getting on the list, is because they're really, really quality toys, and they make amazingly creative toys. They fill the niche of fantasy-like animal-ish dildos. Let me read you their about us on their website. Bad Dragon was born out of a strong desire for a greater selection of fantasy toys to be made available to everyone. Bad Dragon's main mission is to do their part in making fantasies real for individuals who want to indulge in their fantasies a little deeper. Bad Dragon was founded in June 2008 out of a shared love of all things fantasy. At the same time, there was a very poor selection of fantasy-themed toys available, and so the focus of enthusiasm and talent went towards filling that niche. Bad Dragon is unique in offering extensive customization of its products. Every toy is available in a choice of colors and firmnesses, as well as custom color options, something which is not offered anywhere else in the adult industry. In addition, Bad Dragon offers an option on some models that allows for the toy to shoot out cum lube, Bad Dragon's own personal lubricant. This is so awesome. So my listener also tells me that they have a big forum community that promotes modern sexual views. It's very inclusive of the LGBT community. And they have as well a used secondhand sub-forum on their website where you can pick up used toys. Since these toys are of such high quality, it's commonplace to sell or trade them, and because all you need to do is a simple boiling to sterilize them. So that's all very, very good information. I had a good time looking through the website and kind of picturing how those toys would fit in an ass, because I'm not sure which orifice they are intended to go in. And I'm really not sure about some of them, but check it out and let us know if you try them out. So for those of you into fantasy play, this is obviously your place, and you're probably listening and saying, duh, you just found out about Bad Dragon? So I'll post the link for the rest of you who want to take a walk on the wild side. No, all right. Yeah, for you listeners who are here because you like to indulge in pegging, which is a woman fucking a guy in the ass with a strap-on dildo, if you want to take a walk on the wild side, who am I kidding? We are the wild side. Anyway, Bad Dragon looks like a way cool company, and I went ahead and wrote him a letter and said, hey, I'm going to pimp you guys. Well, I didn't use that word, but you get the point. Okay, next, pegging celebration time. Avid follower of your blog and listener to your podcast. Last summer, I wrote in about sharing my pegging fantasy with my wife, which at the time was one of those heart-pounding moments. Having been married for 20 years, we had fallen into a routine. It was incredible how much our intimacy changed for the better because of sharing of my pegging fantasy. It has opened up our communication, our wants, and desires. We now have a Tumblr site where we can share what we like and can talk about it, which would have been unthinkable a year ago. A year later, with kids away at camp, my pegging fantasy became a reality. It was incredible, mind-blowing, and all the other adjectives one has used. I have a wonderful story on our day that we'll have to wait for another day to share, but wanted to thank you for your guidance, confidence, and advice on pegging, sex, and communication. It took more than a year, but it was worth the wait to make sure we were both ready and had the confidence to openly share our feelings. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for writing in to tell us. I love the success stories, especially the ones that get all mushy about deep intimacy and this spicing up of stale long-term marriages beyond possible expectations. Yay, I am so happy for you both. And if you're willing to share the Tumblr site, if it's a public one, there are probably listeners who would love to take a look at what you got there. And of course, we will welcome the more detailed story when you have time to write it down. Just send it on in. Okay, next I have an announcement for Body Storytelling in LA this weekend. No, excuse me, in LA this Wednesday night. This Wednesday night, which is just a couple of days away, at El Cid, which is down in Los Angeles, is Body Storytelling again. This happens every month down there. And if you're not sure how Body Storytelling works, what happens is Dixie De La Tour, who puts this on, she finds a few noteworthy people who were usually somewhat sexual icons to tell some stories that last about 10 minutes apiece, and then the competition begins, which is the audience telling 5-minute stories. Now, if you go down there and tell a story, it has to be true. You cannot use notes, and it has to have something to do with the theme that they're doing for that night. And for Wednesday night, it's called Catalyst. So just for telling a story, you get something, some kind of sex toy or something sexually related. So just for even getting up on the stage, you are going to get something. And I've gotten some pretty cool things for just getting up on the stage. If you happen to be the person that wins that story slam, you're going to be blown away at what Dixie's giving away on Wednesday night. There is a Bondage 101 kit from the Stockroom, and that retails for like $125. And then there is a Velvet Box Neon Wand Electro Sex Kit. That retails for close to $190. So it's like over $300 worth of toys between these two things. So that is quite a prize. I really kind of wanted to check out the whole electro sex deal, the violet wand things, because that's what this is a violet wand. And this is the perfect thing. I mean, I already have some bondage stuff, so I'd probably end up giving that away or selling it. But, ooh, that electro sex thing, man, I might get up there and tell a story just to do that. I will definitely be there. The people who are telling stories are going to be three different people: sex educator and porn icon Nina Hartley. Oh yeah. Fleshbots senior erotic consultant Graham Ponante. Million selling sex ed producer Ernest Green, who is Nina Hartley's husband. And then whoever is brave enough in the audience will compete in the story slam, telling 5-minute stories. True life experiences, no notes. So if you've never been to Body, it's like the most fun you can have without taking your clothes off. That's what I think. And again, I offer, come on down, find me, and give me a hug. Whenever I am out in public, you are welcome to do that. Find me, and you absolutely are welcome to get a hug. The doors open at 7:30, the show starts at 8:30, and it's only $12 to get in online and $15 at the door. If there are tickets left, sometimes it sells out. And of course, I'm going to post the link. Okay, so what else? Oh, I am working on a book that you men can give to your partners to introduce them to pegging. And I don't think I've already told you this. I didn't do a search on my past notes of podcasts. And, you know, every once in a while I repeat myself, but I don't think I've announced this yet. This book is going to be available as a Kindle download, and it's going to be specifically made for men to get and give to their partners to introduce them to pegging. It will be in my voice, and I will be talking to the women. And for those of you who didn't know, because I didn't know this, Kindle downloads are not just for Kindle anymore. I am of the tabletless crowd. I have never gotten a tablet, so I was kind of behind on this fact of new technology. Apparently there's a Kindle app that translates any Kindle download to a readable format on your phone, computer, or tablet. I guess I should say it's like either an Android app or an iPhone app. Anyway, you can read it on just about anything. So I am hoping that this book will help a lot of you to break the ice about pegging. I totally have my fingers crossed for all of you, each and every one. And I'm doing the very best I can to stay aware of all the factors present when you're approaching a woman about strap-on sex. And you know there's quite a few of them because all women are different. But it's going to be great, and it's going to be something that, here's what I think. I think that just the fact that the book is written by a woman and I'm the one talking to them is going to make a big difference. So this is a part of my quest to create more women who love pegging. That is part of the plan. You know, speaking of which, I took a look at one of the few places that has statistics about pegging. And you know, that's kind of loosely true because here's what the deal is. I have my Facebook page, right? Okay, and it has stats about who likes my Facebook page. Those stats do actually include sex and gender. No. Sex and gender are the same thing. It includes gender and age. That's what I meant to say. So now I know, you know, these statistics are a little dicey and maybe not really accurate because not everyone is going to like me on Facebook because they don't want to be associated with my Facebook page because it's quite sexual. And if you take a good look at it, you get a good idea of what I'm talking about. And for Christ's sake, grandma might have a heart attack. But of the people who have liked my Facebook page, the statistics stay really close to the same every month. Every 30-day period that I checked, it's very close to around 81-82% men and 18% women. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a rundown on the largest groups to the smallest groups. The largest group by far is the men 25 to 35. That's 29% of everybody who's liked my page. And then in order of descending numbers, next we have men 35 to 44, followed by the men 18 to 24. And I think it's 18 to 24 basically because my page is marked for 18 and over only because it is sexually related. Then it still stays with the men and goes up to men 45 to 54. And only then do we get to the women. The first age group, the largest age group in women, is 35 to 44. So it's the next one up from the men, which is really interesting to me. Then it goes to the young ladies, 18 to 24, then 25 to 34. And finally, up to the 45 to the 54. And you know, I didn't mention them, but there are indeed some small numbers of both sexes in the 55 to 64 and the 65 plus categories, which warms my heart because I think pegging is for everyone. So after hearing those numbers, I mean, goodness, is it any surprise that men find it hard to get pegged, sadly? You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to set a reminder for myself next year on my calendar to check my Facebook page statistics for a 30-day period in July of 2014 and see what the ratio and the stats say then. Just to see if anything has changed. I mean, in my dreams, I would hope that it would be something where all of a sudden there's a lot more women. That would be awesome. So yeah, I'm going to put that on my calendar and we'll do that a year from now. Okay, so hey, I have something special for all you listeners. You remember how I like to patronize only manufacturers and retailers who sell just the body safe non-toxic toys. I've talked a lot about that. You know that well about me, I'm sure. Well, one of the best of those, one of my favorites, is Smitten Kitten. They have a brick and mortar store in Minneapolis, but they also have an online store as well. So if you are shopping online there, you can get a big 20% off your entire purchase, which is nothing to wave a dildo at, by putting in the coupon code RUBY13. So that coupon code RUBY13 for 20% off your entire purchase. This is the perfect opportunity if you've been jonesing for one of those big ticket items like the Oscillator, which I still heartily recommend, or some of the Enjoy line of stainless steel toys like the Enjoy 11. Ooh, that's a pricey item. Or perhaps a lovely new leather strap-on harness. Anything that costs a pretty penny when you get into that price range, 20% off is a huge savings. So use it. Ruby 13, there is no expiration on this, so go for it. If it does expire, I will let you know. But for now, Ruby 13 will give you 20% off. Write and tell me how much you saved on your exciting purchase of sex toys. And write and tell me what you got, too. I want to know. Okay. Another announcement. I have another pegging website. Some time ago, a good friend of mine who has a blog called Sexual Candor, by the way, he suggested that I separate out my strictly informational articles and have them on a different website so that I can send newbies there to learn about pegging without exposing them to other things that they may not be ready for, like BDSM, non-monogamy, bisexuality, feminization, stuff like that. So not only did I think that that was a really good idea, because then on Pegging Paradise, I can cut loose a little bit more with who I am, because I have the nice, safe informational site to send people who may be primarily just interested in nice, lovely, sensual pegging, and they have no other kinky parts to them. And here I am letting my freak flag fly, if you will, and I'm just kind of hoping that I'm not scaring people off. So that's one reason why I want to do it. But also, this new website is a place that is completely not for profit. So should any of you listeners in your internet travels desire to link to that site in a forum where there's discussion about pegging or people are asking for information, you're not going to have to worry about getting slammed for spamming. So my goal is for it to be the main place people go for information about pegging. I'm not going to post the informational articles only on the new site. They're going to be double posted on both, but the new site will have only informational. It's not going to have erotica or poetry or rants or my exploits, or and it won't have masturbation month either. You're gonna have to come back to Pegging Paradise for that. Okay, so now I'm gonna give you the web address and post the link, of course, probably much to the dismay of my web guru, because it is not up to her standards yet, and not quite up to mine either, but it's very presentable and it's getting better every day. So if you want to go check it out, it's pegging101.com. And by the way, the picture of the harness on the website there, it's an Annie O from the now defunct Seattle company Outlaw Leather. It is a rocking and beautiful harness, and I was so sad to see Outlaw Leather close shop. So this is kind of my tribute to a fine, fine harness and a company that I'm really going to miss. And my web guru actually took that photo. She rocks. We both have an Annie O, actually. And that's all the information you're going to get about my web guru. Okay, so, well, I think that's it for this podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Ruby_writer. You can like my Facebook page and find your way into my little graph of gender and age. You can subscribe to my blog, which is where I've got all kinds of links and pictures. My podcast is on iTunes and also available directly on my blog at peggingparadise.com. If you go to iTunes, it would be rockin' if you would rate my podcast and write me a review. I would be most appreciative. Please send your questions and stories and success stories and meanderings and wonderings to ruby@peggingparadise.com. You can also click the Write Ruby links at the upper right of every page on my blog. Thank you very much for downloading and listening. And happy pegging.